It's time again for Utah StoryCorps. Everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Two paleontologists, Benjamin Berger and Leanne Jolly, love the job of finding fossils millions of years old, but agree the best thing they found in the field was each other.
What's the best thing about being a paleontologist?
The field work. The most non-intellectual part of it, I'm afraid to say. Yeah, it's like camping with a purpose.
Camping with a purpose.
Like, everything's simpler. Like, all your belongings fit in a bag. You're out in nature, which I love. And I really like the camaraderie and community. You really get to know people in a way that you can't otherwise.
So describe kind of a typical day in the field.
You get up, get your gear together, go to the sites, and you just walk around on the outcrops where you think you're likely to find stuff. And when you do find stuff, you keep looking more closely in that area. And if it's buried in the rock, then you quarry it out. And if it's not, you pick it up. And, of course, you record where you found it and
So is it a lot of just wandering in the middle of the desert,
yes,
back and forth and back and forth?
Which is very meditative. I like it. I just find it fascinating that there are remains of animals that lived millions and millions of years ago. And it's incredible what you can, figure out from a skeleton, what they did, who they're related to, what they looked like, what they ate. I mean, it's astounding.
You think about, how that skeleton or that bone came to lie there and all the things that had to have happened, plus the luck of you stumbling upon it, looking in the middle of the desert.
Before it erodes to dust.
Yeah. Catching it just in the right time, just as enough of it's peeking out.
Like I said, if I found a skull of anything, I would be doing a happy dance.
You've dug up, worked on dinosaurs. Why are they such a pain?
They're way too big. I like things you can see and then pick up and stick in a film vial and then you're done. For all my dinosaur people out there, I applaud you, but you can just have it because it's insane. There was one thing I saw in Wyoming, which I didn't realize at the time was so unique. It has always stuck with me, and I wish I'd had my camera. I found an anthill made entirely of fossil shells, which, I mean, every single rock on that anthill was a fossil shell, and it was magical. And when did you first realize you wanted to be a paleontologist, and why?
I used to escape from the bullies by getting a library pass, and I'd go to the library, and there was this book. It was the biggest book they had in the library. And it was Charles Darwin's Origin of Species. And I must have been about 11 or 12 years old. I got to the part about the lack of fossils, transitional fossils. And I thought, well, gosh, I could do that. I love puzzles. And I think that's one of the funnest things about science and paleontology is figuring out a puzzle and piecing it all together.
Can I just say one of the things about you that I remember that I just loved? That first summer before we hooked up, we were out at some locality and there was an exploded turtle. It was exploded into 1,000 pieces, and you spent an hour picking up every single piece, and for the rest of the field season in camp you glued that whole thing back together. And I was like, dude, this guy is awesome. Because everybody else was like, that's crap, and you were like, no, I will make it into a turtle. And you did. I mean, the best thing I found in the field was you.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.